call him up and let him have it. The Savage Nation, weeknights 9 to midnight on Talk Radio 570 KBI.
That's right. Michael Savage heard later in the evening here on 570 KVI. And that man is nuts. Entertaining, but he crazy. John Carlson at 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks very much for being here. Oh, my friend Scott St. Clair is with me now on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Scott, of course, some of you remembers the Piper from the Freedom Foundation, then the Evergreen Freedom Foundation. And he vamoosed from Washington ahead of the elections of 2012. Maybe it's seeking refugee status. And Scott, you landed somewhere on the East Coast. Where was it?
Well, I'm in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, in the suburban New York City metro area. Right. I never like to live in states where there are outstanding warrants for my arrest.
Okay, very, very nice to hear that. So there's, what, three or four states then you could have moved to?
This is the last one.
No, last
my next
one.
Stop will be Gender, Newfoundland.
All right. So anyway, Scott, how did you get mixed up with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and this great, great prank that you guys pulled? How'd you get involved in this?
Well, rather than call it a prank, we would prefer to think of it as investigative journalism in the tradition of Ida Tarbell and
Sinclair
and those kind of folks. But what
could we compromise and call it gonzo journalism?
Gonzo is a good term for me. I've always considered myself a gonzo kind of guy.
Okay.
But I've known James pretty much since I came out here, and we've done a few things together. But this one, to give you a little bit of background, the Journal News is a suburban New York City newspaper owned by the Gannett chain, primarily covering Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And they published a few weeks ago a list of every applicant for a handgun permit, not necessarily someone who owns a handgun, they just applied for the permit to own it in those three counties in New York State. And this created quite a furor, such that even now the gun control bill just passed by the New York legislature and signed by Governor Cuomo forbids that from ever happening again.
Oh, wow. No longer is that public information. Now, I should tell you, we've talked about this list. It's a map where you can go online, point and click on a red dot, and it'll give you the name of the person and their home address who's applied for the permit.
That's right. It's, you know, anybody who's familiar with Google Maps will understand how that works.
We've got a poster there for you on our our Facebook 570 KVI Facebook page, but go ahead, Scott.
You know, these people are your typical elite Northeastern liberals who think that if they don't agree with how you live your life, they have a right to shame you on that. And so they outed all of these people. So we thought it would be interesting to find out if they're willing to put their money where their mouth is and out themselves as and put a sign in their front yard or on their apartment building or whatever that says, in essence, this home is proudly gun-free. And so we went around to a number of homes for the editorial staff of the Journal News, also some staff members for the Newark Star-Ledger, the largest paper in New Jersey, which endorsed the Journal News activity. And we also took a trip to Brooklyn to talk to Torre, an MSNBC contributor,
right.
Which is kind of hard to say because what does MSNBC contribute?
Very liberal, kind of a race baiter, and very big on gun control. Let me play, if I can, some of the audio here. This is where I think you went to the home of a columnist at the New Jersey.
This is Bob Braun. The columnist who really just enjoyed talking to us, but was deathly afraid of putting a sign up because he lives in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is, if you've heard stories about towns like Camden or Trenton, where there's a lot of violence, Elizabeth is in that category.
Okay, now, and just as a backdrop, You've got a group of people walking up to this house wearing T-shirts that say Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
Well, it was a very cold day. I was wearing an overcoat.
Okay, and they are carrying these yard signs that they're asking these people to either put in their yard or put in their window. And here's the conversation they had with this pro-gun control columnist for the New Jersey Star-Ledger.
I agree with you, and I am on your side on this, but I'm just wondering if that's not an invitation to somebody with a gun. Do you want to sign up?
I don't know. I want to think about it.
That's his wife.
I agree with you, but I'm not sure about the sign. For the purposes that you said.
Well, but you're concerned that if you say you're gun-free, somebody with a gun's going to come and...
I think, yeah.
I put signs out. The problem in this town is, you know, somebody driving by around here might think it's a... Seriously, might think it's an invitation to come barging in.
Well,
if it said
senseless.
If it said Citizens Against Senseless Violence, without this home is probably gun-free, I would put the sign up.
Yeah.
Without the gun-free part. Okay, now has this guy responded to this video here, Scott St. Clair?
Scott? When I went to the Star-Ledger website, nj.com. And by the way, you can see the entire Project Veritas James O'Keefe video at theprojectveritas.org, or just simply Google James O'Keefe gun control. It's gotten a lot of distribution and airplay, but I haven't found anything where Bob Braun has responded. I think it's egg on their face, and this is embarrassing to them because they don't like their private, truthful thoughts being broadcast publicly. They just like to lecture to it.
Okay, well, we have a link to that Veritas video. Where you see not only this columnist, but several other journalists and editors who are strong supporters of gun control. But you heard this guy who is basically making the case against his own position while explaining why he couldn't take a sign that says what he's been saying in public, which is
gun-free. Well, I also find it fascinating that so many of these people, especially employees of the Journal News, had armed security at their homes because of the fear of backlash from publishing the names and addresses of the permit applicants. Yes. And my favorite is when we had a lengthy conversation with the husband of the publisher of the paper, who basically told me, and this didn't make it into the video, but he told me that he would just as soon get rid of the Second Amendment and while paying lip service to it, if they can get this gun control measure passed, then they'll move on to the next gun control measure until finally we all wake up and there are no more privately owned guns in the United States.
Why? How did that not make the video?
Well, you know, sometimes even good stuff has to be on the cutting room floor. Otherwise, we'd be in a miniseries.
Well, it gives you an idea of how great the rest of the stuff is.
It's, you know, we had some very revealing things. You know, most of it, and this guy actually took a sign, but this is the one where he says he'll put it up later when the time is right. And, of course, then he went and pointed to one of his neighbors and says, don't go over to that house, and he pointed to one a couple of doors down because that fella owns guns. And so, you know, he's... he likes to have armed security for himself, but he doesn't believe that the homeowner should arm himself to provide his own security.
Now, let me ask you, again, did the columnist for the Star-Ledger, I didn't get your answer, has he responded to this video?
No, he has not that I have found. I went looking for anything he's written in his the most recent column on the newspaper website is still a week or so old, and that's the one that prompted our visit to him where he was... very, very anti-gun and
what was your favorite of all the people you guys visited? What was your favorite encounter?
Well, I think it had to be both Bob Braun and then the husband of the publisher of the newspaper, because you know they're the ones that we had the most lengthy conversations with. Those two in New Jersey and then Tare in Brooklyn. where he lives, in a neighborhood, frankly, that if I lived there, I'd own a gun.
Yeah. Now, Tare lives in an apartment building in Brooklyn.
That's right. It's a cooperative apartment or a condo, four units in it, and he was just looking for all kinds of excuses not to post something. I mean, I asked him, again, this is something that didn't make it into the video, I asked him if he'd be willing to take it wherever it is that he worked and post it on the cubicle where he worked, and he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't take it down to MSNBC, and nor would he post one. There were a lot of glass at the front of this building. I mean, you could have posted one in the big window above the front door, and he said, oh, no, I can't do that. And then we said, well, would you check with your neighbors, and then we could get back to you and see if they would be, well, oh, no, I just can't do that. And whatnot.
Okay. Again, if you go to Facebook.com, John Carlson Radio. Again, that's John Carlson Radio. I've got that posted, the link to this posted. And I hope the entire world sees this. I absolutely love it, Scott. Great work on your part. And James,
well, I appreciate that. This is something that's going crazy. I mean, here in New Jersey, in the state assembly, which is like the House of Representatives, an assemblywoman has actually introduced a bill that before you can purchase a gun, you have to have a psychological evaluation and a home visitation to see if you're qualified. Now, how would you like it if a member of the press had to have a psychological evaluation and home visitation before they could go to work for a newspaper? I mean, if we're going to
Wait a minute. Give me some time to think on that one, will you? That's not a bad
idea.
Well,
that would include you, John.
Oh, well, okay, maybe we'll put that aside then. But
all right.
No, you said newspaper. The idea of having newspaper journalists have to have a psych evaluation, that actually has some appeal, Scott. So,
well, then we'd only have the little nickel want ads.
Yes, I know. Plus, it just wouldn't be fair to members of the Democratic Party if you had a barrier to entry, gun ownership like that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, listen, this is a lot of fun, and I appreciate you. I know you're having a great time back there doing this stuff.
So, well, it's fun to come out here and to see. Really, we think that Washington State is very, very blue.
Yeah, I'm afraid
so. Out here, it's very, 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 very blue, and it makes you blue how blue it is.
Yeah, except the stuff like this is fun, and you make a great point at their expense. You know, I've been saying the same.
We have no place to go but up.
Yes.
And they're so easy because it's low-hanging fruit because they don't realize how ridiculous they look and sound when they speak what they actually believe.
Well, they do now.
Well, it's like there aren't any eggs left in the grocery store because they're smashed on the faces of all of these people with the Journal News, the Star Ledger, and MSNBC.
Okay. Well, no, I have been saying since the 90s that if liberals believe in gun control, they should put a sign on their home that says no guns here, gun-free home here.
Well, we offered that sign. In fact, there was, before the video went out, one of the one sign that we gave away to somebody who wasn't in there. We went to a few doors to make it look legitimate.
Yeah.
And one guy took a sign and he then put it in his yard, and somebody snapped a picture of it, and it went viral on Facebook.
Oh.
And this was before the video aired, and so we didn't make any comment about that, but that sign is sitting in a yard in Westchester County across the street from one of the editors.
From the liberal editor who wouldn't
Journal
take it.
News, who had an armed security guard and told us to get off the property. Now, I will also say we came within a hair of getting arrested, or I did anyway, when one of the reporters for the Journal News called the police in the community in New York State where this reporter lived and said that we were harassing and threatening, and all it did is come to the door and knock.
Yeah, once again, check it out on my Facebook fan page, and that's John Carlson Radio. Scott St. Clair, it's great hearing your voice again, okay?
Hey, John, I always loved being on your show, and hello to all my friends in Washington State.
Very good. Pass along my best to James O'Keefe. Appreciate it.
I will do that.